I hope that didn't look as abrupt as it did, because it just fucking cut. We're back. Recording. Again.
You sure? You sure?
Yep. We're live. Ish. Joey, what episode is it?
27.
How do you get it wrong every week?
Anxious every week.
He's old as shit, that's why.
And not only does he get it wrong, but he's wrong compared to his last guess. His last guess last week was 25, and now it went to 27.
I was wrong, so.
Yeah!
Why would I pick 26? You know what I mean? It wouldn't make sense.
Well, also, last week you were wrong because you went too high, and so you go higher. Yeah. Oh, this is 24.
A broken clock is right twice a day.
Well, you're wrong every time, so.
We hadn't got around to it yet.
But, this is episode 24. We are here talking about wrestling. Anything good happen?
Yeah. We've got a little bit of everything. From over the weekend, New Japan did their Capital Collision show. One key takeaway from that, we had
Will Ospreay got fucked again.
That's right. Will Ospreay fucked again because Juice Robinson is the new United States champion. Joins Bullet Club, becomes champ.
That's all it takes.
Yep, that's right. But yeah, more fuckery to Will Ospreay. He's got... he was the one that took the pin, but his leg was under the rope. And by normal wrestling standard rules, if your foot is anywhere near the rope, if it's touching it, if it's below, if it's breaking the plane, you're out of bounds. And the ref counted three, so... He's just like a dumb bitch like Dustin and
Joey. So, was it something the ref legitimately missed or something the ref was supposed to miss?
I think supposed to miss because, okay. I mean, Ospreay...
He has one out.
But yeah. Didn't Ospreay tweet something about it later about like starting an OnlyFans? Because at least that he's
no,
getting...
He said,
Pornhub. That's what it was.
He should have worked for Pornhub for being so... At least he'd be getting paid for getting screwed so much.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's pretty fucking funny. What else we got? We've got Madcap Moss is probably due for a gimmick change. Probably way overdue, 5 months or so. Which is pretty fucking funny. Maybe now he'll just call him Dick Moss, because he used to be Riddick Moss. Or just call him Moss, which is also stupid. Or Riddick. Or just Dick. I don't know.
Just Moss.
So whatever. At least he'll get rid of the suspenders.
Fucking Randy Moss, dude.
He wishes. what else we got? MJF and his AEW contract. I know that was something that we wanted to talk about last week and kind of completely fucking forgot about it. But the update for that, because
it was last week he took it. Yeah, it was last week he took a super shot at Tony on live TV.
Right. So the whole deal is MJF, you know, there are way too many people coming in. He's been a day one since 2019. Newer people are getting way more money than he is. He wants new money, more money, basically. Makes sense. He's the top heel in the company.
No more years.
Right. So they were willing to give him the money. They're going to pay him. They were going to pay him. But they wanted to do an extension on the contract. MJF wanted to have his cake and eat it too. He wanted the more money and still be able to get out in 2024.
Yeah, I think he wants to go to WWE. I think he wants to go to WWE. I don't think anything else. I think he wants to go to WWE.
I don't know. I feel like, I mean, his stories kind of start to like recycle a little bit. I think feel like his Wardlow story is just a recycle of his Cody story.
Yeah.
His punk story was fucking great.
Yeah.
His title opportunity with Jon Moxley was actually really good too. So, I mean, he can hold the program. So there's no doubt in that. I just don't know what the direction is going forward after this Wardlow feud, to be honest.
How much longer is he tied to AEW for?
2024.
Okay.
That's why he keeps saying the year of 2024 is the greatest bidding award. I think they're just waiting for the new TV deal that they're going to get, and with the whole meeting with Warner Media to talk about, you know, where advertising and where all the money's going to go for shows. Warner Media really wants to now have a footprint in the sports business. AEW is considered part of the sports program. It's not an entertainment program like WWE would be listed as. So they're going to go, you know, no pun intended, all in for fucking
everything. Yeah, I see the thing that said they're going to push Dynamite hard soon. Yeah, so
I think as soon as they get, you know, all that additional money, I think is where they're going to put into contracts, obviously. Rumor has it Moxley ended up renewing his deal with AEW. Obviously, that makes sense. I haven't heard any cases that that was true and official. That's what just the big dog Dave Meltzer is saying. But I wouldn't put it past them that John Moxley was like, I'm going to fucking stay. Like, why wouldn't I stay?
Yeah.
In old fuck country news, this is for Joey, Ric Flair making a wrestling return.
At what, 73?
Yep.
Probably. That's just as old as Joey is, so Joey would know. But there is a WWE announcer and old high school friend of Joey's, Chris Cruz, trying to block this with the Maryland Athletic Commission. Because he's like, he's old as fuck. He's fucking 73. He's got health issues and a drinking problem. This dude could die in the ring.
Very likely.
It's very possible. I wouldn't say it's likely. It's very possible. Joey's putting out bad juju for Ric Flair. If Ric Flair sees this, he's going to beat your ass, Joey. So the
you
whole...
think you couldn't move when I chopped your ass? Think of what you're gonna do if Ric Flair chopped your ass.
So the whole thing is Ric Flair would be having a match. It would be a tag match, obviously, with FTR, and they're supposed to face Rock and Roll Express and a mystery partner for them. There was a lot of speculation that it was gonna be Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. But oddly enough, Ricky had a Sign It Live with High Spots this week, and he said he's in great health, but he's not going to partake in having that match.
It's just so fucking, it's just fucking like somebody like...
It's supposed to be a mystery thing, and he, Ricky Steamboat is definitely lying.
Oh, you know that for a fact?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they had a meeting at the old folks' home.
You guys played Wii Sports,
right? Yeah, they played Wii Sports together. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
guys were playing bowling and threw your fucking back out.
What if it's somebody like fucking Brock Lesnar might just come in and fucking F5s?
What if it's Goldberg? He makes Ric Flair retire because he's unsafe.
Oh, if it's Goldberg, Ric Flair's not gonna die in the ring. He's gonna be murdered in the ring.
Yeah.
Like I don't.
I mean,
he'll be concussed because Goldberg is unsafe.
I mean. Concussed into a coma? Maybe. Joey, you jackass. The whole news this week, Sasha and Naomi.
Ooh, yeah, I forgot about that.
This is the big talk of the town this week.
That's the mystery opponent is Sasha and Naomi.
Both of them.
Yes.
Both of them. They're just gonna. One's gonna stand on top of their shoulder.
Bro, could you imagine Ric Flair taking the fucking bank statement? I'm talking about like the whole backstabber into the fucking flip over and everything. He's doing the whole thing.
All his ribs are just gonna be broken after that. This past Monday, it was supposed to be, I think, a 6-pack challenge is what they were calling it, to determine the new number one contender for Bianca for Hell in the Cell. It was supposed to be Asuka versus Becky, who Joey picked first, by the way, last week. Nikki A.S.H. Doudrop.
Joey did
Doudrop.
Isn't Sasha technically SmackDown? Like, aren't Sasha and Naomi both technically SmackDown?
Yes. So it's funny because when they announced that, I brought up in our chat, I was like, "What? Why are they there? It's fucking stupid. Doesn't make sense." Well, right before the show started, Sasha and Naomi decided to be like, "Fuck this, we're not gonna do this match." They left, So they needed to scramble, and the main event ended up turning out to be Asuka versus Becky. Asuka won. She's going to fight Bianca at Hell in a Cell, which is going to be a banger of a match. But the original plan was Naomi to win the match. Naomi was never going to have any confrontation with Sasha in the match. They were pretty much going to be fighting Doudrop and Nikki the whole time. And I think Nikki was going to take the pin. Naomi would go forth and face Bianca, obviously. Sasha was going to go back to SmackDown and Ronda at Hell in a Cell.
No wonder she fucking quit.
That was the whole
plan. I would fucking walk out, too. Hey, you're fighting Ronda. I'm fucking out, dude.
I mean, that's fair. From their stance, what they were really upset about, too, was they were using the tag titles, which shouldn't fucking exist anyways, as a stepping stone to put over the singles titles and champions. That was one thing. They thought they were wanted to do it. They wanted to do a program at Hell in a Cell with Nikki and Doudrop as their challengers. But they weren't going to put the titles on the line until Money in the Bank, which is the following pay-per-view or premium live event. So Vince and creative were like, yeah, no, we're not going to do that at all. And they decided to walk out. So there was a lot of back and forth news articles about everyone saying there's no sympathy for Sasha.
So, yeah, that's what I was going to say, is people were all supportive of Toni Storm when she did it. But right. Are like, oh, when Sasha and Naomi does it, they're all, oh, this isn't professional. Bull fucking shit. I'm on the side of, hey, go get your shit, Tony. Sasha and Naomi, fucking same thing. Go,
yeah.
Fuck, I have no, this is has nothing to do with professionalism or anything like that. Has to do with, if they think it's fucking wrong for them, hey, go do you. 100% support your decision.
So, they did do
some. And I thought that before Sasha was going to have to be in a match with Ronda. Well, now I hear that Sasha has to be in a match with Ronda, even more I back Sasha on this.
Well, here's the thing. It's not about if they're wrong or right.
Yeah.
A lot of the superstars were supportive to an extent. And what I mean to an extent, they were supportive of, hey, if I don't agree with creative, fuck that. Like, I would leave too. What they're kind of down, they're frowning upon is, hey, you were scheduled to appear. Do like
your contract.
You gotta do it. Yeah, you gotta do it. You were made to appear. You were supposed to be in this match. You televised and advertised that this match was gonna happen, and you decided to say no. That's where everyone's drawing the line in this type of situation. Which, I mean, it makes sense though. Like, if you were paid to show up to work and you decided to be like, nah, I just don't feel like doing this, and just leave, I mean, there's going to be some type of repercussion to it.
I see that side of it, but I also see most of what I was talking about was coming from not really superstars. It was coming from, you know, the internet wrestling community, people they were talking shit about Sasha, whatever. Because, I mean, I see it of, like, what you were saying, yeah, if creative doesn't, you know, if you fucking leave or whatever, but the whole scheduling, it's like, I see that part of it. Like, if you're scheduled to appear. Right. However, how many times have we seen it where someone's been scheduled to appear and then fucking Vince rolls into the arena and like, nope, we're fucking changing that. You're off the show now. Well, it's like, there's no,
but is that appearance been already televised,
I mean,
advertised?
I'm sure there's situations where that's happened 100% of.
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure. But I'm just saying, like, for someone like Sasha, Naomi, who are one champions for the company, and Sasha is a high profile, you know, main eventer.
Yeah.
Who people come to see. So, yeah, there's a lot of.
I see both sides of it.
Yeah,
Which is something no one in this world can do these days, hardly, right. But.
Right. So during the entire night, and even, I mean, WWE was pretty much trying to, no pun intended here, control the narrative here with Sasha and Naomi, Vince feeding Corey lines to what to say and say how unprofessional they were, deciding to leave, take the ball and go home, yada, yada, yada. Then he did a full official statement on social media about it. After that, though, there hasn't actually been anything else that come out of this. Are we to say... I heard also that Sasha and Amy also gave up the belts and they gave them to Laurinaitis.
Yeah.
If that's the case, are they even going to talk about those things on SmackDown? Are there any repercussions? I know I heard Naomi, her contract was set to expire and they've been negotiating to renew. But I also feel like WWE hasn't put the same amount of priority into her needs and her contract like they did for Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. Because obviously Naomi's family is with WWE anyways. So it's like, why would she leave? So they've kind of put her on a back burner. It kind of leaves a poor taste in the mouth, unfortunately. So I don't know. Nothing's else been said about this type of situation. It's fucking madness. It's been fucking crazy. Yeah. I think the only other top WWE news that came was like literally hours ago, where Stephanie McMahon was like, I'm taking a leave of absence. I'm relinquishing my daily duties.
She took Hardball and went home.
She did. And there isn't any more information on that. But because she's like, I'm taking care of my family, obviously the first thing you think is, well, is Triple H okay?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he came back. We saw him at WrestleMania. But has there been new complications? Or if she's just wanting to take time off? Or maybe not even want to deal with this drama? Because, you know, she was big on the whole women's evolution revolution type of thing. And, you know, this really hasn't panned out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, yeah, tricky situation. That's what happens when you put all your eggs in the Ronda Rousey basket.
That's true, and obviously that hasn't paid off at all.
None.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
I felt pretty shitty that Raquel Rodriguez now had to put Ronda over last week on SmackDown, which kind of sucks.
But also doesn't surprise me. Anybody else you got hopes for on the women's division? Because they're probably next.
Alba Fire? Just kidding. Let's see. What else? Two new belts are going to be revealed at Double or Nothing. These belts aren't probably going to be there for the winners of the tournament. For the men's and women's, they're going to get a sweet-ass belt. Black and pink, obviously, for Owen.
So not a defended belt, just a belt for winners.
Yes, it's a prize, yeah. It's a prize, which is great. I think it's nice.
Like a Slammy Award-looking kind of trophy.
But it'll just be like when they did the Greatest Royal Rumble and they made a green strapped WWE Championship for Braun to have for no reason.
Who's still champion, by the way, for however long. Hasn't been defended at all.
That's true.
Yeah, so there's that. News from Dynamite this week. Obviously, we had the quarterfinal matches, two Jokers to appear. Johnny Elite, also known as Johnny Mundo, Johnny Impact, Johnny Caballero, Johnny Superstar, John Morrison, Johnny Nitro, all of
Johnny
everything.
Johnny Promotions.
Johnny Joey Shut the Fuck Up, because that was stupid.
No.
The mayor of Slamtown.
Johnny, no, that's really mayor strange. Of Slamtown.
That's one of my all-time favorite nicknames for that dude. It's fucking the mayor of Slamtown. It is the dumbest thing, but it's fucking hilarious.
He faced Samoa Joe, and on the women's side, Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, had fought Maki Ito, returning Maki Ito, who's already made her appearance on AEW television before during the pandemic. Both were adequate matches, decent, not too serious. Obviously, everyone was kind of hoping, you know, Johnny Gargano and Candice LeRae.
Even the whoever tweets for all the AEW's account also.
AEW on TNT.
Yeah, whoever.
That's the Warner account.
Yeah, whoever tweets on that account also wanted Johnny Gargano to show up too.
Yeah, that's last time I'm letting Joey tweet for the company. So. his privileges have been revoked going forward. So yeah, obviously it would have been nice, but obviously if those two did show up, it would probably be for a longer term type of thing, right? They'd have to sign a contract.
So so I've obviously, well, not obviously, I pulled a Joey last night and I fell asleep watching Dynamite. And apparently my wife thought I died because she thought my phone vibrated. She tried to call me like 20 times. But I did. So I seen Johnny Elite come out. So they had both of the Jokers debut last night and both of them lost.
Yes. That's
hilarious.
Yes, and I think that was kind of the point, right? Is like you want it to be...
Kyle O'Reilly beat Rey Fenix?
Yes. It was ground-type Pokemon... Kyle O'Reilly versus the flying type Pokemon Rey Fenix. Clash of the Styles.
Nice.
Back and forth. It was actually a really, really good match.
I have a bad feeling that it's going to be Adam versus Kyle in the finals.
I mean,
I don't want him to redo their NXT feud.
It'll be, don't worry, it'll be better.
I mean, maybe. I just like it when they're all friends.
And then Hangman and Konosuke Takeshita had a fucking banger of a match.
Say that five times fast.
No. Takeshita is a fucking star. And he's from the DDT promotion. Kenny was even talking about and tweeting about it that it just shows how... people can definitely get behind a smaller promotion like DDT and why he loves DDT so much and why he has a special place in his heart because of stars like Takeshita, who, you know, for being on television for a handful of times, has just pulled out some great matches. He had a great match with Jay Lethal on Rampage, and then I feel like the one yesterday was even fucking better. It was such a good match. If no one has seen it, I definitely recommend watching
it. I'll just go back and watch it because I did straight up fall asleep last night.
From Rampage, this is a spoiler for Rampage. Sean Spears, who's known as the Giant Killer right now, going around because obviously he needs to build up some momentum to face Wardlow next week in a steel cage. He actually is fighting Big Damo, former Killian Dane from Sanity and NXT this week on Rampage. So, I also heard after Rampage ended, Danielson got stuck between the ramp and the stage.
I did see that. He did walk off
but with a limp.
Yeah.
Brian Alvarez says, it's like, I'm pretty sure this is a work and he's just messing around. But it did take around
apparently, 10 minutes,
apparently, to get him out, which is pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, I seen the picture of him. I seen like a video of him being stuck in it. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I was just like, "Well, that's fucking random as hell, too." Yeah. By the way,
those ramps to the ring are dangerous.
Well, yeah, this is a different format. They kind of like go back and forth where it's the elevated ramp from the stage to the ring.
Yeah, I don't like that's those. Connected.
I think it's okay.
I don't like them. I don't like it when they do that, whatever that place is in Jacksonville. I don't like that place either.
Oh, the...
like the place, like it's like half open or whatever.
Yeah, the training facility for the Jags. Or the... whatever they call it. Yeah, I think it's the training facility.
Yeah, I don't... They have a name for the whatever it is. I can't remember what it's called, but...
Listen, what it's called. Yeah, don't say anything, bitch.
I don't think Dustin's literally said an entire one single word this whole show. They can't stop looking at his baseball bets.
Can't stop looking at the new promo he just got on his desk, probably.
Oh, it comes in tomorrow.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay.
I like how you made a joke. It's like, oh, no. Yeah, I do have one coming. It's really tomorrow. Which one is this one, Dustin?
Anna J.
Okay. Jonathan Gresham is done officially with Impact. He was supposed to do a show for them, but was pulled. That was due to injury, but he did say that he's completely done with Impact. He's still open, you know, the door's still open for future potential appearances. But as he's now moved over to Ring of Honor / AEW. He's still able to do Terminus shows, which is his promotion. And I think there was one other show that he was doing that he still got the green light for. Bullshit with Tessa Blanchard still. I don't know why she hasn't been blacklisted yet. But her and WoW aren't working. I'm just leave it at that because that she's got problems.
I've seen a picture on Twitter. I guess I don't know what I will refer to her as what she went by in WWE, AJ Lee. I guess she did some kind of commentary thing because she posted pictures of herself on Twitter and was like, when you commentate one match at WoW or something like that, one night at WoW, and it was just a picture of her just shredded.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, she's doing commentary. You know, she's supposed to be essentially the face of the promotion without actually being a wrestler. And, yeah, she does commentary. The times that she's done commentary, Tessa hasn't been there at all, even backstage. I know back in January, I believe.
Do they have beef or something?
No, I don't think they have beef. Oh. Tessa just throws hissy fits all the time. Like, they were supposed to do a program in January of last year, but due to COVID issues, they decided to scrap it, and she threw a fit because she's like, wasted all this time and this money, yada yada yada. So yeah, they haven't released her or anything. She hasn't been fired.
But yeah, soon
we'll see, probably soon. But then again, I haven't seen anything for a while at all. I don't even know where you would even watch some of the stuff anyway.
I have no idea. But I did see apparently AJ Lee's doing something with them commentary-wise. But yeah. We got anything else? Is that news for the week?
No, that's news for the week.
Next week, we will be doing, was it Double or Nothing picks?
Correct.
Double or Nothing is the 29th, the Sunday night, right?
Correct.
Nice, nice. So, yeah, that's what we're doing next week. We got anything else before we do our little tag team draft to finish up our promotion? Oh, wait, we got to do Legends after at some point in the future after the tag team draft. Our Legends roster, right? Okay, well, I'm going to do this. So, basically what we did is, obviously, for our first draft, our male superstars, we did whoever had the most picks right got the first pick, blah, blah, blah. And then for our female wrestler draft, we reversed those orders. Well, we can't just reverse them again for tag team, so we're going to randomize them. And, Joey, I don't know if you clicked on it, but everybody I put on the screen for the randomizer so that everybody can see it. I typed the names in alphabetically, so there's no favoritism or whatever. And I'm going to hit this, and we're going to see how this draft order is going to go for this tag team draft. Are we ready?
Yep.
Are we ready?
We're ready.
Yee.
Okay, are we going to do it? Because it lists the names, and it goes one, and then it like doesn't just throw them. It goes one, two, three, four. So are we doing that one, two, three, four? Or are we going to do it four, three, two, one?
I don't care, to be honest.
Nah, fuck it. Whatever the order shows up, that's how we're drafting. Here, ready? Go. Wait, okay. Dustin picks first, I pick second, Joey picks third, AJ picks last.
Sweet, I wanted to go last anyways.
So it was Dustin. What, Dustin, me, Joey?
Yep.
Okay, so Dustin getting a second first overall pick in the draft. I gotta switch it to the
look at you, Dustin, go
draft board.
Good on ya.
So you guys should be able to see the draft board now.
Yeah.
Just like the Jaguars, number one pick.
You said what?
Just like the Jaguars, back-to-back, number one pick.
Hey, there you go. Well, you didn't get back-to-back, but yeah.
You know what I mean.
Okay. So you're on the clock, man.
I'm going to take the Bucks.
You're going to take the who?
I can't hear you. Joey just coughed up.
Yeah, straight into the mic. So, I'm sorry, could you repeat that pick, Dustin? Hold on. Joey, do you have anything else you need to loudly do into the microphone? I mean, it was the best as the ever. Pick happened, as he said it. So, Dustin, can you please repeat your pick again, please? Thank you, sir.
Young Bucks.
The Young Bucks. Okay.
Oh my god, that was fucking hilarious. Oh my god.
So Dustin, with the first RO picks, takes the Young Bucks. We are in a precarious position here. Because last time Dustin got the first round pick, because we did our male draft, right? Who was second pick that time? It was fucking AJ. And who the fuck did AJ pick? He took who I wanted at Jay White. So fuck you, AJ. I'm taking the fucking Lucha Bros. Fuck you, dude. 100% spite pick. Fuck you, dude. Literally the first name I wrote down on my list was Lucha Bros, specifically for AJ. And the fact that I got to pick second in the draft was even more just poetic justice. Because literally that's all that switched from the first draft is me and AJ switched spots is from that first draft order, I just noticed. Joey, do you know six tag teams?
No. I'm just gonna go with my favorites. I'm gonna go with Red Dragon.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Nice. I like it. I do like it. AJ?
I am going to do FTR.
So, what's funny here? Literally, my list as I wrote them down: Lucha Bros, Young Bucks, FTR, Red Dragon. That was my list as I wrote it down. Which first round went in a little bit different order: Young Bucks, Lucha Bros, Red Dragon, and FTR. AJ, you're back on the clock with another bet. Your second pick, first pick of the second round. Who you got?
The Good Brothers.
You son of a bitch. Damn it. Okay, that's a good one. That's like one of the only ones I wrote down from Impact.
The only one you need to write down from Impact.
That's also true.
They ain't got shit over there. Well, there's still another one over there that's...
That I'm surprised you didn't pick with one of these other picks. I'm fucking taking them too, so you don't get them too.
Nah.
The Usos.
First WWE tag team off the board. Didn't have a lot of those that I wrote down either. Didn't have a lot of those that I wrote down either. Oh, it's my pick. I'm going to go there. These ones aren't an official tag team, but they have officially been tagging for a while. For probably close to a month or so, a little more. I'm going to take Keith Lee and Swerve. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
That was legit what I was going to pick second afterwards, but then I was like, we'll see.
I'm just going to pick Keith and Swerve.
Now that works. Because I'm kind of waiting to see what Joey says next, because there are, I wouldn't say loopholes, but we'll get to it when the point gets across. But that I would consider that a tag team.
Yes. Yeah.
Because they are actually going to fight for the tag titles.
Yeah. And they've been tagging. You've pretty much, you don't see one without the other for the past,
right,
at least a month, maybe a little bit longer than that you've seen them together. So,
right.
Dustin, back-to-back picks, who you got?
I'm going New Day.
Okay.
So, which New Day do you want? Are you getting, because that's where there's also a lot of gray areas on, like, factions that are also kind of tag team.
Right. So, this case, I think...
Would it just be Kofi and...
And Xavier, because Big E is still considered a single star.
So, are you still content with your pick of it being...
Yeah, that's
Kofi and Big E. Okay. I mean, Kofi and Xavier. Okay.
Yeah.
So, your second pick.
I'm going to take my father's. I'm taking the Acclaimed.
You son of a bitch. That was my next pick. Damn it.
Nice.
Damn it. That was my next pick. I thought you were fucking missed them. Damn it.
You're all fucking walls.
Damn it. Shit.
Now, don't be sorry. Fuck him. Don't be sorry, Dustin. Fuck Blake. Don't be sorry, Dustin.
Okay. All right. Hashtag fuck Blake, bringing it back.
Hey, fuck you, dude. I'm going to take the Street Profits. I like them a lot. Street Profits. Joey?
I will take.
Taking the Heart Foundation?
I'll take House of Black, the Kings of the Black
World. So you can't. You can't do that because you already picked Malakai Black as a singles individual. In House of Black, that only leaves Brody King and Buddy Matthews. Haven't tagged at all. Only Brody King and Malakai have tagged. And they're the PWG tag titles.
Yeah, champion, bitch, get fucked.
So you can't do that. I knew you were going to do that, and that's why I was waiting to see what was going to happen.
You rule Larry.
I really want to take Tony Lorcan and Danny Burch, but you know I can't. My favorite tag.
I'll fucking let you, dude. Just fucking throw the rules out the door for that one.
So, okay. We'll take
Stump. Oh fuck.
Yes, I will take. Give me RK Bro.
Shit.
Yeah.
You want RK Mick Bro?
No.
Okay. It was worth a try.
All right, I think I'm gonna go back to back New Japan. The first up, I'm going to do the Dangerous Techers, Zack Sabre Jr. and Tai Chi.
The what? Dangerous?
Techers. T-E-K-K-E-R-S.
Okay.
And then...
See, I went to look at the New Japan list. I'm like, I'm not going to know enough of these people with fucking tag teams.
So... Well, Zack Sabre Jr. is probably one of the best technical guys right now.
Is that where they get the Techer from?
Yeah.
Nice.
I thought have you ever never seen him before?
Yeah. Like, yeah, I've seen some of his matches.
And I'm going to do from the United Empire, Jeff Cobb and Great O'Khan.
Where the fuck is the and? And how do you spell the second name?
It's just Great O'Khan. So, great.
Is that like, it?
No. Great, as in, like, they're great Frosted Flakes.
Yep.
And then, it's a space, capital O, dash, and then Khan, like, Tony Khan.
K-A-H-N?
Yep. No, K-H-A-N.
Bro, I don't know how to spell.
Yeah, I can tell.
I'm just gonna put
God damn.
Cobb. Does that work? Nope.
Khan and Oak. Yeah, Cobb and O'Khan.
There you go.
That's it. Just do that.
AJ with all these fucking long ass names. His teams. Joey.
Their name is. Hang on, I'll pick them later. I had a team, but I'm gonna give them the next round.
If they make it, Joey. Unless he's gonna like fucking pick the most obscure tag team that no one's gonna pick then.
No.
Do it, Joey. Do it.
give me Mustache Mountain.
Nice. No one was gonna pick that.
Yeah, no, that's not the team. That's not the team I was thinking of.
Good. Well, you're dumb. You probably should have saved that for last.
Hold on. I'm looking here. Joe was going to take the Gun Club, dude. Don't let him lie to you.
That's true.
No.
I'm sure he was really thinking about it.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and do it. I'm going to take the Jurassic Express.
Nice.
I'm surprised they made it to the fourth round, so good value there.
Their ADP was the Briscoes. Like
what? Their ADP was the third? Yeah, Briscoes.
Yeah.
Briscoes? I'm surprised AJ didn't pick them. BRSCOES.
And GOD.
Damn it, Dustin, you cunt!
G-O-D.
I knew he was frantically on his phone looking for tag teams like a dumb bitch.
You damn right.
Now I really have to look now, because that was...
So this team I'm going to take here, I could easily get with my last pick. But I want to show them the respect of not just picking them last, because they deserve it.
Yeah, I think we know it.
And they're listed on the roster page as a team, so it fucking counts. And I'm taking the one of the best tag teams ever, the Motor City Machine Guns.
Nice. That counts. They still tag today.
So I'm taking the Motor City Machine Guns. Giving them the respect of going in the fifth round, not the last pick. That was the other team I wrote down from the impact list. It was Good Brothers and Motor City Machine Guns, and that was it.
But I can tell you who it is, and you'd remember.
What?
Let's see. What's that tag team in NXT? Like the guys, they were like from fucking I don't know where. The bigger guys had Paul Ellering as their manager.
Oh, the Authors of Pain.
What are they now?
I just seen it.
Yeah, well, I did too. I can't remember now.
Yeah, I know they're starting back up somewhere.
Yeah, that's the new promotion.
Hold on, I'm trying to see if I can find it. Legion of Pain now. They're not the author. They don't write anymore. They're not authors anymore. They're now the Legion of Pain. AJ, last two picks.
Santana and Ortiz, Proud and Powerful. And let's see.
And 2.0?
No.
Why do you hate on 2.0, dude?
Because I know they're your favorites. So be like that. They're not listed as a tag team, so I can't use them. Roppongi Vice. They're back.
I don't know how to fuck spell that. How do you spell Roppongi?
Roppongi.
Joey, last pick.
Y'all tell me if this is doable. I haven't watched SmackDown enough. Give me a Fight Night with Sheamus and Butch. Rich Holland can get fucked.
So we're giving him Sheamus and Butch?
Usually yeah. It's Sheamus and Rich. So.
That's what I was thinking, but...
Yeah.
Has Butch tagged with him at all? Or is he always on the outside?
He's always on the outside, and he's only had a singles match.
I don't know what's happened with how much has happened with Butch or whatever, but Dustin is new favorite person on Twitter. Dustin's new favorite person. I seen a thing that he tweeted out that say he said something about Butch is the best or something like that. I didn't know if it was. I'm assuming it wasn't coming from his account. I'm assuming it wasn't sarcastic. But,
probably not, jackass.
Did you ever reply to that, Dustin?
No, that was a fucking lame-ass comeback, dude.
Should have been like, do you know from first-hand experience? Is that why?
Joey, the Hardys are still on the board, dude.
No.
Fifth old fucks, you know.
Give me
Alpha Academy. Just give it to him.
You know, I almost took them earlier. Give me the Hurt Business, because Shelton Benjamin is one of my favorites.
Shelton Benjamin's also hurt right now.
No matter. This is
Are they still a team?
Oh, no, the injuries aren't turned on the strap.
Is Shelton and Cedric still a team?
It's active. Show's active.
And technically, yeah.
On this article, as of May 18th, active.
Well, it's May 19th, okay? So
as of the 19th, they've split.
Yeah. last pick. I have someone wrote down. I'm trying to decide if I'm going to take them, but I'm pretty sure I am. Just double check and make sure there's nobody else that want to take. Yeah. I don't know what they're called now, but I'm going to call them what they used to be called. And I'm going to take the Grizzled Young Vets.
Nice.
I'm just going to put them GYV. Dustin, last pick of the draft. Bring us home.
Lorcan and Birch.
This is our fucking shortest episode ever, by the way. We fucking flew through this shit today. I said Lorcan and Birch, dude. 1-2.
It's fucking jackasses.
By the way, this is every name on my list. Every team I wrote down on my list was drafted. Nice. Not necessarily by me, but it was every one of them was drafted. Fucking pissed Dustin took the acclaimed right before me.
I'm gonna take Private Party.
Yeah, I can see why they were the last pick of the draft.
Damn.
I don't like Private Party, dude. I don't know why. I just don't. It just doesn't click for me. It just doesn't click for me.
My last pick was really tough because I was stuck on doing Roppongi Vice, War Machine, or Viking Raiders.
Yeah, I had to go with them for some reason. I don't know why.
Butcher and Blade.
That's a good one. Shit, I didn't think of that either.
Almost picked him on my last pick.
AJ, I know you almost picked the Varsity Blondes, dude.
Oh, yeah, 100%. yeah, I think I was going to say the best friends, but on Dynamite, Trent and Rocky Romero said that they're going to be a full-time tag team again.
I almost took, with my last pick, the Girls Game Vets, I almost took John Silver and Reynolds. Yeah, I almost took them too. Because I really, really fucking like John Silver.
Yeah. Yeah. I was stuck on those three and then a tag team from NWA. But I was like,
the major players, dude?
No, the tag champs, the La Rebellion. Funny enough, that's actually a faction started by Angel Garza, who's on WWE now, who's they don't use shit with, so I thought that was funny.
People missed
it. Oh shit.
Who'd you forget?
I forgot.
There was somebody that I feel like I forgot that you forgot, and I can't remember who it was that I forgot that who you forgot or whatever.
There was a team in AAA. They didn't list them as a tag team, but they tag all the time. And it's Dralistico and Dragon Lee.
So looking here at like the AEW roster page or whatever, it does things where it's like the person then list of. Like Pac, the bastard Pac of Death Triangle. Penta, L0M of Lucha Brothers and Death Triangle. Powerhouse Ops of Team Taz. And it even has like, what the fuck's his name? Trent Beretta of Best Friends. But it doesn't say Orange Cassidy of Best Friends.
Yeah, I know. I felt that it was really weird that they put the three of them together, and then
their website still has Cash Wheeler and Dax Hardwood in. It says of FTR and the Pinnacle, even though they haven't associated with the Pinnacle in months.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I mean, they've went on the record to say that they were still part of the Pinnacle, anyways.
That's true.
MJF and FTR said
that. Fucking Dustin with the fucking. I think that's the pick that makes me the most mad. they claimed right before me, dude. I was like, fucking get the claim in the third round? Hell yeah, dude. Yeah, it was fun. So next week, we got to do picks. Then we'll talk about when we're going to do Joey's favorite draft, because he can totally hear me. Joey's favorite draft. When I expect Joey to nail more than any of us, the fucking Legends draft.
Oh, yeah, I got that.
More Lightning, first round.
I already, since it's the Legends draft, we're going by age in the draft order, so...
So you go last.
Yeah.
No, I go first.
No.
Now you go last.
I don't know who's older between me and AJ, but I know Dustin and Joey both are older than me.
Yeah.
I don't know how old AJ is. I think he's probably told us before and I don't remember. Good friend.
He's like 22.
Right.
Child.
That's right.
He's a fucking child. But yeah, we gotta come up with some rules on that too, on like Legends. Like, is it only like
I get the first pick?
No, that's not the fucking rules we're talking about. That's
the only rule.
Like, is what did we got?
So you get the first pick, and that's your only pick? Is that the rule?
Fucking gold. He's like fucking Goldberg locking in, dude.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying, because you have people like Goldberg who are like still kinda active. And what is the definition of a legend? Like, do we just do retired superstars as our draft pool?
I mean, technically...
Because then you still have people like Goldberg that's not retired.
An active wrestler, I think Goldberg would be on a Legends contract anyways.
Yeah.
So he would still consider as a legend. Legend.
So I'm assuming they obviously have to still be alive too.
Yes, that's usually how the Legends work.
Because I would definitely take Scott Hall if it wasn't for that, but...
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard anybody ever say. Ever.
What?
What?
What I just said?
Draft this person for my promotion. Do they have to be alive?
Bro. Bro, I get to have a nice memoriam and everything.
Well, then Joey's full roster will be in memoriams.
Joey's like, I take Bret Hart, I take Owen Hart, I take Jim Neidhart, I take British Bulldog.
Take Natty.
White Lightning.
Ryan Pillman.
White Lightning. Ryan Pillman, British Bulldog.
Dynamite Kid.
Yeah.
You guys, Tyson Kid. You have to take Hulk with that meme. I mean, it fits.
Dustin, shut the fuck up. Oh, brother. Yeah, that one should be fun in, what, 2-3 weeks when we do it. Gives Joey enough time to narrow his list down, because he fucking has an endless list of people, probably.
Joey, it's going to be great.
No, I get first pick. That's the rule. I'm the oldest. I get the first pick of the Legends draft.
I don't think
y'all ain't fucking me picking Brett, so I'm gonna get the first pick.
Joe, do you think any of us would actually pick Brett?
I would.
I think every one of you would pick
Brett. There is no fucking shot I pick Brett Hart. If you give me a free 6th round pick, I'm not picking Brett Hart.
I have no words.
Joey's having a brain aneurysm right now.
And now Joey's even more pissed, because now if we ever do get famous, now because I said this, we're going to clip this part, and now Bret Hart will never come on the show.
He will talk shit about you.
I doubt it. First thing I'm going to do, like, we're going to do an interview thing, and I'm going to be like, so...
He's like, Blake, you should have a match with Goldberg.
And I'm going to be like, so, Brett, the Hitman Hart, if that is your real name...
Exactly.
Shawn Michaels and Vince McMahon were right, and that's how my first question. That's what I didn't question. That's what I'm gonna say.
And then the rest of the show is gonna be you and the sharpshooter.
as Joey's trying to attempt to put it on you, he's like, "Brett, is this right? Yeah,
is this right?" I was like 9. Well, I got it.
Joey tries to fucking Joey's short ass tries to tie my legs up. Fucking can't do it. Is there a booster seat for the sharpshooter?
All 5'10" of them.
Yeah, just put it on your back. I'll sit on it.
No, shut the fuck up. No, you're not.
Damn.
Do we have to do it live on the show for it to, like...
Look.
Jerry's like, Brett, I'm really 5'11". They're lying. Don't listen to them, Brett.
Adam's wife is like 6'4".
I'm 6'4". No, she's not.
She looked down on me.
Yeah, and she's 5'8". Thank you for proving our point.
Not 5'8". Yeah, like
everyone looks down on you, Joey.
Yeah, stop. Everybody. Fucking Hornswoggle looks down on you.
Damn. Just kick him in the shins.
Oh, that's funny. Well, this was fun. I didn't know if we were... At one point today, I was thinking, like, oh, we're probably going to have to go down to 4 each. And then I made my list. I was like, oh, no, I think we could get 6 each out. We did. I was pretty proud of us. Good job.
Yeah, it was kind of touch and go there for a little bit.
Yeah, when it came to you picking.
I looked at Mustache Mountain. I don't know why I didn't write them down.
I like Tyler Bate a lot.
Yeah.
That match he had with Pete Dunne on NXT was, like, the best thing ever.
Even better than Bret Hart? No. Well, you said best thing ever. I mean...
No.
The
best
thing
in the last
one. Current. He's like, currently. He put fucking words in my mouth. He's like, I can't let Brett Daddy know that I said those things.
Oh, it's funny. Should be funny. This is going to be a good time. I'm ready for that Ledger's draft. That's going to be fun. But
are you going to wear the...
You're going to wear the what?
The Bret Hart shades. For the draft.
Dude, yeah. Okay, Joey, go fucking Amazon. Buy one more thing.
Started to get order. That's Bret Hart. That's that fight. What's that one brand or whatever?
Bret Hart shirt. It, man. Jesus.
I can't remember the name of it.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah.
But if you get Bret Hart glasses, you're going to have to get them big enough to go over your glasses, because I know if you fucking take your glasses off, you can't see your computer screen.
I won't see nothing.
Yeah. So make sure you get some Bret Hart. Go on Amazon right now. Order your Bret Hart glasses, and get some big enough to go over your glasses.
You're always gonna get
them randomly and like put them on Logan's head.
I don't know, Logan. No, you take them off and you throw them on the floor. Okay. That's like, I don't know if it was ever true, the thing where Rey Mysterio gave, like, I assume it's not true, but like Rey Mysterio, whenever he gives kids his mask or whatever, like he's headbutting kids, apparently he's, I don't know if he's saying something like,
get a fucking job.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. I can't remember what it was, but I seen the meme. It was like, it's hilarious. There's a bunch of Bret Hart doing the same thing.
Joey's gonna get a ring-worn singlet from Bret and fucking wear it, and he's like... Oh, yeah, that jock sweat. You can real smell it.
Like Vader.
Yeah.
Well, we weren't talking about you wearing it on your face, but fucking sure, I guess. Yeah.
But it made it funnier.
So. All right, we're done. We're done. We're out of here. Probably shortest episode ever. We made it almost an hour. You guys got anything else before we end?
She said.
Shut up. All right, I don't think we got anything else. Next week, we will for sure be back because we have to do Double or Nothing picks. Hopefully, we find out if All Out is in Chicago. I'm hoping that happens that Sunday. I doubt it does because we really need to know that information. Tony, if you're watching, and we know you are, fucking tell us when send us more of us a text. Send AJ a text. We know you got his fucking number. Send him a text. Tell him where and when All Out is. Other than that, I think that's it for us. We will be back next week for those picks. Do all the things. Like, comment, subscribe. Tell Dustin to go fuck himself. Tell Joey Bret Hart sucks. And tell AJ that I drafted Lucha Bros and he didn't. Sound good?
And Blake,
I'm a real fan.
What'd you say? What'd you say, Joey?
He's a real fan.
Who's a real fan? Drafted. Yeah, he would have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Find a way to make it work.
Yeah. Fucking trade up, dude.
Yeah.
Dustin, I gave at least a fifth round. Trade up these nuts, bitch.
Dustin, what'd you say?
And say Blake loves beer.
Hey, go fuck yourself, dude, okay? That's the fucking end of the episode. We'll see you guys next week. I got only fucking button to push. That one.